Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, and the readings that we have are an important reminder to us of the seasons that the Lord has in the Christian life, the seasons that we each have in our human lives, and the way in which the church has these different seasons. And the first letter comes from the Acts of the Apostles, written by St. Luke. And we see here in when he talks about having written a book already. And so this is what he's referring to, is Luke wrote the gospel according to Luke. And then here in the Acts of the Apostles, he's writing to Theophilus, and he's saying, yep, in that first book, he's meaning his gospel, he dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day that he was taken up. And this is the feast day that we celebrate today, that 40 days, or here in the diocese, it's 43 days or 4 days or something. But the reason that it originally has always been celebrated on Thursday is because it's 40 days from the resurrection. We have here in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles this recognition of this time where the Lord ascended into heaven, and to understand the circumstances that they're within, let's recall that these are disciples who had been with him for maybe up to 3 years of his active ministry, or maybe just a little bit short of that, or possibly even others had been there for lesser times of that. But whatever the case is, they all went through the most dramatic experiences of their entire life. Right? We can think about moments in our lives where we went through traumatic experiences, difficulties, or we went through highs and lows in a particular time, and you sort of get done with it and you say, oh my gosh, how did I get through that? Or, you know, and it's not just that it's a low, but when you go from a low to a high to a low, well, here they are. They have had this incredible adventure with the Messiah. The preference that they would have experienced because of that, the ways in which they would have seen the Lord reach so many people in the kingdom of Israel, so many people find this glorious gift of the Father given to them, and then to enter into the passion, his death, to have seen it all come to this gruesome, this self-emptying conclusion. The despair that maybe would have begun to settle into them as they had already run before he had taken his last breath, everybody but John and Mary and the women who were at that cross, and to live those days, the intensity of those days when he would have been in the tomb and they would have been distraught and going back to their former ways. And then, you're alive? not only you're alive, but knowing that the resurrection was this huge aspect of reality that was at debate within the Jewish people. Is the resurrection a part of this life that God has, or are we not resurrected? Each of our persons. And here, the Messiah having been resurrected and in bodily form coming to them, they would have just been exploding with understanding, exploding with a preference that the history of this question that has been asked among all these people is true. If the Lord is resurrected, might we too? Him standing here, the high that they would have ascended to immediately. And from this, then, they would have had this great courage to ask these questions, and maybe didn't even need courage. It was like a great confidence and a hope for them to be able to say, as they were gathered together with him, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Imagine when you have all of the great confidence that you just you can ask anything. Lord, all of these other things have come true. Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Right? Knowing the division that had happened all over those years to come down, and the kingdom of Israel was no longer the 12 tribes, was no longer this people gathered into one, this preference for a chosenness, and the realization that the fulfillment of the Messiah would come, and it would come with this restoration of the kingdom. And so they could say, Lord, after all of this, and what does he say? It's not for you to know the times or seasons of the Father. What a correction. But you will receive power from the Holy Spirit, who will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. And then he goes up. And we can imagine that as they were filled with this hope and this confidence about becoming these witnesses all throughout the ends of the earth, and here then their hopes go up and he goes up, and then how their hopes must have been dashed. Wondering, what, where are you going? And we know that they remained looking into the heavens. Right? Because these two men dressed in white garments had to say, why are you standing here looking up at the sky? Think for a minute. The possibility that they'd ever wonder, is this up and down ever going to end? Is this high and low ever going to be completed? What is going on now? It's possible that we all experience those ups and downs and can live in that time in which we wish, like, is it ever going to end? Maybe that those ups and downs of thinking now it's an up that we had these like graduation parties, and we're looking back at the past at all of our children's accomplishments and the ways in which they've grown and how much they've achieved and what it is that they're going to be looking forward to now and in the days ahead. Living out these last days of the summer and knowing that in the fall, maybe they're heading to college or they're going to move away or they're going to live out on their own. And it's going to feel like, where'd they go? Right? Or maybe that was the experience of this last year and your son or your daughter is now back at home and it's back at a high again. Or maybe you're returning home from an amazing year at the University of South Dakota. Or wherever it is that you may have gone to school, wherever it is that you have been in this last year, a moment in which so much flooded your life, so much of the Holy Spirit filled you with joy and peace and a confidence and a certainty about the kingdom of God that you never imagined yourself being in that place. It's been fascinating to see the little Instagram reels, the little pictures that are put together, and you can see the light in the eyes and the gathering of the people that the Lord has been near. And maybe now you're at home, and it's like, where'd you go? Now, I hope that you have already found him in new places, but it's very likely that you've been like, Lord, where did you go? Or maybe your routines haven't held up when your friends aren't around. Or your desires to live close to him and to pray in certain ways are already beginning to feel tenuous. But know that this is the path, this is the season that God has in mind for you. And we see in the recognition of the readings that in the gospel reading, we recognize that this time in which we long is not without a purpose. This time in which we are looking, this time in which our desire is like, where did you go, has an important part in the season of God, because it's this time that then helps you cry out and ask the Lord for something beautiful, to ask the Lord to come. And so in that gospel, when he says, those who will believe, he said, where are we here? So when the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up to heaven, but then they went forth and preached. No, sorry guys, that's not what I was thinking of. Where he begins to talk about this longing that they have, that it's not seeing him that makes us then cry out again. It's that gives us hope. Hope, Lord, you did it once before. I was down and you brought me up. I'm down again. I know you can do it again. So might we not let these times in which things are maybe a little unsettling, or the times in which we're looking and we're like, wait a minute, where did you go? These times have a place and a season in the plan of God for your life. Let us not fall to despair. Let us not fall to discouragement. Let us not lose hope. we can have hope that now in this place, we continue to not necessarily look to heaven. We look to our lives. We look to our lives and we say, Lord, where are you again? Lord, do something for me again. Lord, use me again. And maybe this is the secret that the Lord wants us to understand, is sometimes we are receiving in such ways that now the Lord wants us to give. And he's saying, yes, yes, now do you see that person that needs to? Do you see that person that is asking? Do you see that person that is longing? Do you see that care that is wanted? I was just with someone at one of the graduation parties, and they were talking about the fact that they'll be able to spend time with their little brother this summer. I thought, wow, what an amazing thing to recognize that my little brother needs me. So, where are the needs that are in the lives that we are living? Can we pour ourselves out to them? And can we trust that in doing so, as we pour ourselves out, we will experience a need for a power that doesn't come from us? We will experience a point with which we come to an end. We say, I don't have any more. Or we can recognize, wow, what I had doesn't seem to be there anymore. And that is the place in which we pray. And we say, Lord, do it again. Do it again. I once was low and you brought me high. I once was down and you helped me up. I once was empty and you filled my life. So in this celebration of the Ascension, let us recognize that yes, we have moments in which the Lord appears to have gone, but this is a part of the season that God has planned. And let us live with great expectation and begin the prayer from now until Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill this place with your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill this place with your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill this space with your love. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our face with your love. That wherever we go, from here until the end of the earth, people might meet you through us.